This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1376, three strategies for the most unfamiliar IELTS topics.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Do you ever get an IELTS Task 2 topic and think, what? I do not know how to write about this. Today, you'll get the three steps you need to solve this problem with a model for a very tricky Task 2 question. Hello, Aubrey. We have a great episode for you today. We get this question all the time. How do I write about unfamiliar topics? So we're going to teach you how to do that with an example today. But first, we want to share a very successful student that subscribes to our YouTube channel.
Yes, we get these comments a lot. We want to shout out Roseanne Matthew, who commented on YouTube. My IELTS results are in. I got an overall band 8. Thank you guys for helping me through the journey. Congratulations, Roseanne, and amazing job. I'm so happy that you're past IELTS and can move on with your dreams.
That's so great, guys. Definitely, if we have helped you in any way, post on YouTube, do a comment on our Instagram, leave a comment on our Instagram, or you can write us a personal message at support@allearsenglish.com. Leave us a review on the podcast, guys. Tell us how this show is helping you or has helped you.
Yes, all right. Absolutely. We love getting those messages. We check them. We read them. So yes, leave us a review. Leave us comments.
And we can prove that we read them because today's episode is based on a Spotify listener's comment.
Yes, this was Gom Gom Fernando Simanjuntak. I apologize if I'm not saying your name correctly.
I think you said that very well. Said it with confidence, and I believed it was correct.
Nice. So the question was, how do I strategize on topics that are not familiar? And we do get this question quite often. So we picked one from a list of like the most difficult or confusing IELTS Task 2 topics. We're going to use it to give you three strategies that you can use on test day if you get hit with a topic that's difficult, that's unfamiliar.
Exactly. So we're going to share the question with you, talk about why it's on a list of the most difficult questions, teach you the strategy for dealing with these tough Task 2 topics, and we're actually going to show you how to use that strategy with this question. So this is an amazing episode. All right. So what is this question?
Yeah. So the question is, climate change is a global problem. Some people think that individuals are not responsible for solving this issue, but governments and large corporations are. To what extent do you agree or disagree?
Yes. Yes. Okay. So looking at this question, I automatically think IELTS students can write about climate change. This isn't an unfamiliar topic. Like, why is this question so difficult?
Right. So that's the first thing we think about. Like, if you are reading the news and thinking about what might be in a topic, you have likely thought about climate change and what you might write about in a Task 2 essay. So this might not be totally unfamiliar, but for some of you, it might be. I think my children haven't thought a lot about climate change. That it's possible that this is a topic that you haven't thought a lot about, but very likely to come up on IELTS. So if this is unfamiliar or you just haven't thought about all the ins and outs of this topic, definitely something to think about in advance. But on this website where they were sort of dissecting some topics, they're talking about students who make mistakes with a topic like this.
Right.
And the problem is, you have to really look at that final question. To what extent do you agree or disagree? And if you don't answer that question, your essay will still be low scoring.
Exactly.
So if a student were to kind of read this quickly and think, oh, climate change, perfect, and then give all the reasons that climate change is a problem, or make it like a problem solution essay, that would be very low scoring. Or if what you give is an opinion that's not clear about which side you agree with, right. Also low scoring. So that, like, this question, the way it's written might be unfamiliar.
Exactly. That is the key there. So today's strategies, guys, solves all of these problems, these difficultly worded questions, but also topics that are difficult. So these three steps solve all of those things. What is step number one here, Aubrey?
Yeah, the first thing you are going to do is circle keywords. Think about what you know about these words. It may be more familiar than you think. If you immediately are like, ooh, I haven't thought a lot about climate change, like, look at the topic, circle the keywords, and then access everything you do know about it.
And this first step is, gosh, you guys, you have to do this. I have seen this mistake so many times where students skip this step and they only focus on like two of the keywords in the whole question. And they write a whole essay about this one part of the question and they totally miss another part of the question. Guys, that brings your task score down to a 5 at the highest. Okay. So this first step is so important, guys. So to give you an example here, we're gonna dive into this later, but I just want to show you real fast what this looks like with this question. I would circle climate change, individuals not responsible solving, governments, corporations, agree, disagree. I know it's a lot, but if you focus on just those words, guys, these are the key ideas you have to have in your essay. Okay, so that's the first step. Circle keywords. Think about what do I know about this, right? Okay, individuals, climate change, corporations, government. Just start your brain going here. And then it's time to actually brainstorm and put your pen to paper. What is the second step?
Yes, the second step is to actually brainstorm first before you start writing your essay. So as you brainstorm, you're going to start with specifics. Instead of sort of starting with the big reasons that are maybe hard to think of anything you know about the topic from your own life, your experiences, your friends and family's experiences, books you've read, movies yeah. you've seen, podcasts you've listened to, anything yeah. you've seen on the news. It might be really specific details at first. And from those details, then you start to get your big idea, your big reason, and right. your opinion, because you likely haven't come up with a strong opinion about this yet.
Right. Exactly. The second step is interesting, guys, because I think this is sometimes it puts a lot of pressure on students. And this is why students think, I can't come up with good reasons. I can't come up with good reasons. Because traditionally, when we brainstorm, we sort of write down the ideas in order of what we say in our essay, right? So we have like topic of the paragraph, main idea of the paragraph, reason, example, and you just sort of do it like that. But guys, you don't have to follow that. You can start with the example. That's what I do a lot because mm-hmm. sometimes it's hard to think of this like, you know, foundational reason that I agree or whatever. So start by just thinking of an example, okay? And then step three is you extrapolate the reason from the example, okay? You start with something small and then your brain can think, okay, why? Why is this an example of agreeing with this, you know? So guys, we are going to show you exactly how to do this with this question, okay? All right. So the first step of the strategy to circle keywords, we mentioned that earlier, but just real fast, guys, so we focus back in. The keywords in this question are individuals, responsible, solve, climate change, government, corporations, agree, disagree. All right. So we're focused on these keywords. Now, step number two of this strategy is to brainstorm first. Try and think of an example first before we think of a reason. So let's say we're brainstorming about this first side, okay? Agreeing that individuals are not responsible. That's what we're thinking about. Now, here's an example from my own life, okay? That is just perfect. It's perfect here. Now, I recycle. I recycle all of my garbage, right? But I recently learned, I read, that my city in Portland, my city doesn't actually recycle anymore, guys. That program actually ended a year ago. And various reasons I don't have to get into in the essay. but what happens now is the city just like takes all of the recycling and just like dumps it in the same place as all the other garbage. Okay.
This is such a perfect example, because even if your opinion is like, yes, individuals need to do their part, but you come up with this example, then you'd realize like, huh, no matter what individuals do, if the government doesn't recycle those materials, we're helpless to really make a difference. So then if you are, you know, if you are really set on the one being your opinion, but you don't have examples for that, you're going to be wasting time. So if you use these strategies to come up with the example first and then get your idea, then get your opinion, it's going to be so much easier.
Exactly. Exactly. So I love this idea because it takes the pressure off knowing the big ideas first, right? Just think of an example first, okay? You can connect that example to a larger reason and then realize your opinion or realize the opinion you can write about and then do your essay. So let's move on to this last step of the strategy. So we have our example, and now the last step is to look at this example and think about, okay, what can my main idea of this paragraph be then? What do you think?
Yeah. And so it would be, it doesn't matter how much individuals do, the government is still responsible to carry these actions forward. So yes, I'm so excited for you guys to have these strategies because it really simplifies. When you go in on test day and you're going to write task two, no matter what the topic is, even if it's something that's pretty unfamiliar, if you just start thinking, okay, let's think of my own life, examples from my own life. There will be something in your life or someone you know that's related. Always, always. And then go from there to figure out your opinion to get the big ideas.
Exactly. Exactly, guys. You know, I am really proud of today's episode. I think we have really come up with some ways to hack this whole IELTS system and really figure out how you guys can get the highest task scores and come up with really great ideas that are solidly connected to that topic. So I'm going to encourage you guys right now, think of someone you know who is studying for IELTS, because we want you to share this episode with them, because I really, really think that this strategy is such a key thing to practice so you are ready and fully confident for IELTS writing task two. So guys, hit that share button now wherever you're listening and share today's episode with someone you know who's also studying for IELTS.
Awesome. Love it. You can share the YouTube link. You could share the podcast link. So fun. And like we said, leave us a review, leave us comments.
Yes.
We want to know, and let us know what you want to hear more episodes about. We want to make sure that we're creating content that is the most useful for you guys who are studying for the IELTS exam. So just to summarize our three tips today, guys, you need to circle the keywords, make sure that you are covering all of the most important information, and then brainstorm before you start writing personal details, specific details. And then step three is to then get the big idea, figure out your opinion, go sort of opposite of what you might normally think.
I love it. I love it. All right, guys, thank you for listening today and we'll see you next week. Bye, Aubrey.
Awesome. Thanks. See you next time. Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.